Hello everyone, my name is Ubaid Farooqi. As Daryl mentioned, I'm an escalation engineer in the protocol teams and team. And as you guys just saw, Comptal be presenting about the new features in SMB3. And one big feature is, one big change is that the encryption is now more flexible. It's not as rigid as it used to be. Now you can actually negotiate the ciphers or ciphers you can use. And what it creates a little bit of a problem for the sniffers. So I will go over a way to avoid that and still get the decryption. First, I will explain a little bit what the changes are in the encryption from SMB 3.0, and then move on to present how you can decrypt the data even if the ciphers are changing and new ciphers are being introduced. So, as I just mentioned, the ciphers were fixed in SMB3. This obviously is not flexible if you want to change the cipher, because as it has always been that you have to, upgrade to a newer version. But now you can just change the cipher if the server and client agree on it, because we are changing the negotiate message. In the negotiate message, we can actually negotiate what cipher client and server agree on. So as I mentioned, what do you do if a new cipher is not supported by your favorite sniffer, right? Netmon or Wireshark. You do not decrypt, because you don't have to. Every time you have a new cipher, you will have to come up with a decryption algorithm to use it. So you don't decrypt. You basically capture unencrypted traffic, and that's what message analyzer does. Before I go ahead and tell you how to use message analyzer, I just want to show you a little bit of details what is changing in SMB 3.11. So the things that are changing is, of course, the extensible negotiation. Now you basically negotiate the cipher, but at the same time, what you do is you take a running hash of all the messages that are exchanged before authentication is complete, and the final session setup response is the one where it would either be signed or encrypted based upon what you negotiated. And before that, you hash all the messages. The reason we are doing that is because if there is a man in the middle, they can downgrade the ciphers that are negotiated between server and client. So just to keep that, just to safeguard against that, we take the hash of all the messages that are exchanged. And the session key that we will calculate based on that hash will be used to encrypt, and actually will be used to drive other keys that we will use for encryption and signing. So So these are the keys that you will drive from the session key. And the formula is given on the top. Session key would be the one that, if you're using NTLM, would be your base session key, or random session key based on if you exchange the random session key, or in case of Kerberos, it will be your sub key. And using that, you will calculate the signing key, application key, client to server cipher key, and server to client cipher key. Excuse me. Those will be used for encrypting the traffic if we want to do the encryption. So back to PowerPoint. You have, either you are in the process of implementing SMB 3.1 encryption, or you already have your encryption working and you want to test it, or your customer report a problem saying that things are not working and you want to look at the traffic and the traffic is encrypted, then you need to decrypt the traffic to debug your issue, resolve the problem. And as I said, we do not want to decrypt, we just want to capture the traffic at a higher layer. Message Analyzer allows you to do that, and I will just show you how you can do that. But the things to keep in mind is that Message Analyzer works on Windows. So either server or client, one of them has to be a Windows machine for you to capture the traffic. But you do not need Message Analyzer to capture the traffic. That is very important. So you don't have to ask your customer, hey, go and install Message Analyzer and then capture the traffic. The way to capture the traffic is built into Windows using something called NetSH. And I'll show you how you can do that. One great thing about this approach is that I was actually able to decrypt the traffic of Windows 10 with the older version of Message Analyzer, which came out before Windows 10. And the reason I have already explained, it does decryption, it does not do decryption. So it is basically independent of the cipher or algorithm you are using to encrypt. Anyone has heard about ATW tracing? Yes, sir. It does. You're right. It does do. The comment that gentleman made was Message Analyzer does do the decryption. That is in case of TLS, TLS and SSL. But in case of SMB, it does not. It just captures at a higher layer. So anybody heard of ETW tracing, by the way? Good. Okay. Yeah, ETW tracing is basically built into your application. So product group actually generates those logs. And you have to turn on those logs. They are by default turned off. Once you turn on those logs, then you collect those logs, and then you stop, which means that you basically turn off the logs. And those logs has binary data. So if you open it in text editor, you won't see anything. You need some special files to convert them into human readable format. Message Analyzer already comes built in with those with that data, so it just decodes those ETW traces, and then on top of that it also displays them as if it is collected in a sniffer. So you will see all the fields nicely parsed in the SMB header, and you know, the body and all the values displayed as if you will generally see in your sniffer and collected on the Endis layer. So I am contradicting myself, but you don't need to install Message Analyzer to get the traffic. You can do it this way, but of course you can also capture the traffic using Message Analyzer. I will show you that as well. So install Message Analyzer, select the profile. This is important. In a normal sniffer, you can just basically say, collect the traffic, and it will collect every single thing. But in order for you to get SMB decryption through ETW, you need to actually select the proper profile. If you do not select the proper profile, what will happen is that ETW logging will not turn on, because we need to specifically turn on a certain kind of ETW tracing. If you do not select that profile, it will not turn on, number one. Number two, you need to turn on, you need to select the proper profile based on client or server. But that's not too difficult. I will just show you. And then of course, generate the traffic, and then you do not have to go to any extra step to say decrypt or anything. The traffic will be decrypted for you. And as a matter of fact, if you don't know, you will probably just see normal traffic. You don't know what's going on in the background. Here is what you do. I will also do you the live demonstration, but these are the steps that you want to do to capture SMB3 ETW traffic, which will be, if encrypted, will be decrypted for you. So you want to select live trace, and this is the profile. So let me zoom it. Okay, that's interesting. It looks like it's not cooperating with me once again. All right, finally I got it working. So if you see, it's called SMB2 client full payload. So there are different profiles in Message Analyzer, and I will show you those profiles, but full payload, you want to do full payload. If you don't do full payload, you will only get the headers. You will not do the payload. If you don't get the payload, of course there is no point doing decryption. You still get some information as to command and stuff, but this is important. And a similar profile exists for the server, for the full payload or the headers. So you want to select that. And the next screen will show you, and I will need to zoom it again. Notice this ID, some cryptic, you know, hexadecimal numbers. This is called GUID. And this is the SMB GUID that you are turning on. You will also see it one more place outside Message Analyzer. And I'll show you that in NetSH when I will be doing the NetSH. These are the specific GUIDs to turn on and off. Okay, and you can also get a list of them using NetSH. But anyways, you select that, and then you can also select other profiles if you want to at the same time. But for this example, we don't need to. So you select this profile, click on Start. And you will get and generate, of course, generate the SMB3 traffic, hopefully encrypted. One thing I want to point out, and you may, if you see it the first time, you may freak out, or not freak out, but maybe scratching your head what's going on, is the source address. The source address is IPv4 loopback. It's not the IP address of your client in this case. Anybody can guess why is that? It's collected at much higher layer than NDES layer, so it doesn't know the IP address. So that's why it says IPv4 loopback. So this is a sign that this thing is not collected at the network level. Another thing you will note is in the, let me just try to draw here, if I can successfully do that, that would be awesome. So if you notice, this is the part where generally what happens in your normal sniffer traffic, you will see Ethernet, then you will see IP, TCP IP, and then intermediate layer SMB over TCP IP, and then you will see SMB. Here, if you notice, it doesn't have all those wonderful things because, of course, it is not collected at that level. I will show you a live trace and go over every field to make your life easier if you haven't used Message Analyzer before. So that was collecting with Message Analyzer itself. But say you do not have Message Analyzer installed. You have a computer with low memory on it, for example. Message Analyzer has some memory requirements. You don't want to install Message Analyzer. You may be working on someone else's computer. So for all those occasions, Windows provides you a built-in tool, and it is called NetSH. NetSH is used for many other things, but in this case, it is used to collect traces for Message Analyzer. And if you notice that it is, so let me zoom it a little bit. So if you notice this command, it says netssh trace start provider. This is the same profile you were selecting in when you were using Message Analyzer itself. Okay, so you select Microsoft Windows SMB client. If you also want at the same time the NDES traffic, the lower level traffic from the network layer, you can also add another command to it, which is capture equal to yes. So you this this is not required. This little command is not required, but if you do capture equal to yes, it will also collect it at a lower layer. So you basically will have duplicate packets. And then once you have reproduced the situation, you will have to type netsh trace stop. And you need to do it in a elevated command. Once you have done that, it will create a file called nettrace.etl. It will all tell you where that file is. It depends where, depending upon the user, where it will be stored. So this is basically your trace. Okay. Another neat trick that you can do is if you want to collect traffic of any kind, it doesn't matter it is SMB or whatever, you can just totally actually take off the provider part. So just take out this part. Of course, you will not get that traffic, and capture equal to yes, it will collect all the traffic at the NDS layer, the network layer, and you can open it in Netmon. You can open it in Message Analyzer, and you can see. So what it does, because NetSH comes with Windows, it's built into Windows since Windows 7. Don't have to install anything. It's always available. So for network captures, you do not have to install any sniffer. You can just use this command and get the capture. Once you know that the situation has reproduced, stop it, and you will have the nettrace.etl file that you can open in Message Analyzer and analyze it. So server is slightly different. The profile name is, which will be same for Message Analyzer or the command line. The only difference is the provider. You need to provide a different provider, and then you will have the capture same as you do it on the client. But if you turn on the client on the server side, you're not going to get anything. So command line advantages are that I have already talked about all this, that it is basically available. You don't need to install a Message Analyzer, and it's built into Windows. You cannot open this in Wireshark though. But once you open this file in Message Analyzer, you can save it as PCAP, or you can save it as, if you open in Netmon, you can save it as PCAP file, and then you can open it in Wireshark. So that also gives you a way to capture the traffic on Windows and then analyze in Wireshark if that's what you want to do, although I don't see any reason to do it. Okay, so let me show you how do I import the file and how do I look at the traces.
So,
yes, sir.
Even without the capture equal to yes, you can still save it in the Wireshark format. Open it and save it as PCAP, even if you don't have the capture equal to yes.
The capture equal to yes just tells the netsh command to capture the traffic at network layer.
Right.
Okay. So once you have the ETL file, the output of that operation is an ETL file. You open that file in Wireshark. Okay. And then you can save it as PCAP. I'll just show you. So I have this already open, but I will reopen just to make things abundantly clear. So I earlier collected this traffic using the commands that I have been showing you, NetSH commands, and now I am going to open it in Message Analyzer. So since I have capture equal to yes, you see that it has all sorts of data in here, okay? And you are primarily interested in SMB traffic for the purpose of this presentation. So let's filter that. So as you can see, this is all SMB traffic. Let's see, negotiate. It's kind of a small, so once I locate the thing I want to show you, I will zoom it. So the thing I wanted to show you guys is this part of the negotiate request. So now the version 1.3 of Message Analyzer can actually parse the negotiate contexts. This is the new extension of the message in Windows 10. So the parsing is done for you here, and you can see the ciphers and stuff here. Okay, another interesting thing are dialects. So note the last one. It's 311. So this is the, you know, the new one. Okay, so this traffic has, since I collected it at two levels, at the network level and ETW level, so you will see some of the messages that are encrypted, okay? So this message here, transform message, it says encrypted. It's not because Message Analyzer is not decrypting it, it's basically duplicate messages, okay? And so, if you notice here, just before that, we have tree connect. This is tree connect request, and then it gets encrypted and sent over to the server. So that's the encrypted version of that. So you can compare, if you want to, what it becomes after encryption. And then the server sends a response, which is encrypted, and it gets decrypted, and then we collect it. Okay, here I forgot one thing. If you notice what Paul was mentioning in his presentation, that the blue icons are the groups. Basically, it groups request and response. So the messages do not appear in the proper order, like I was telling you, first get the message and then the encrypted message, and then you receive encrypted and you decrypt. Let me turn off the grouping so that you can see what's happening. So when you do that, things change a little bit. So this is tree connect request. This is the encrypted version of it. This is the encrypted response. This is the decrypted version of that response. Okay? If you don't want to show all the encrypted and decrypted messages together, what you can do, either when you are collecting the traffic, do not specify capture equal to yes. That way you will not see any encrypted packets. All you see is the plain SMB traffic. That's one way of doing it. The second way is doing it is to just hide all the encrypted messages from here so that you have a clean trace. And the way is to just use the transform header, because the encrypted message has a different header. And so what you do, you go here, click on the header, and here's the protocol ID, which differentiates a transform header from a regular SMB header. Okay, I actually did it the other way. So, since first couple of messages are negotiate and session setup are not encrypted, those you will get double. So if you notice, you will see four negotiate. This is because two of them would have loopback and two of them would not. The reason is that they are not encrypted ever, so they are not being taken out. But if we go down a little bit here, you will see that all the messages are one, either source or destination is loopback, which tells you that it was only the messages that are collected at a higher layer. These are not the endless, but more importantly, these are unencrypted. So you can see all the fields in the details section, and that's pretty much it. But of course, Message Analyzer is more than this, and Paul's presentation will tell you. Or if you haven't seen Paul's presentation, just go to Channel 9. He has tons of presentation on Message Analyzer, and you can use it for doing Fiddler-like HTTP decryption. And of course, one more thing I wanted to show you is this column here. So if you click on this column, what do you see? You see that it not only parses your messages if it sees something that it thinks is not according to the protocol specifications. It will flag it. And by clicking on that, you can see what is the problem with this message. I did not investigate really what's the problem, because this traffic was collected between two Windows machines. So supposedly there should not be any problem. But this is taken from Windows versions that are not released yet. These are the technical previews. So there could be still some bugs. But the important thing is, if you are implementing and your protocol message has an issue, you collect the traffic, you can look at that, and that will help you to debug what the problem is, or you go back and fix your code so that you can get rid of these flags. So that's it. for my presentation. Any questions? Definitely. You can also say, okay, the question was, can you specify multiple providers on the command line? And yes, you can provide multiple providers on the command line. You just have to separate them by a comma. So you provide, say, providers equal name. Okay, I will also show you how to list the providers, because that's important. Who would tell you what providers are available, right? The reason it's sleeping is because there are hundreds. So as you've seen, it's just a scroll by and you did not get it. So the way to do it, either do it in PowerShell, it gives you better ways of, you know, sorting through it. But here, I just use command line. So these are all the SMB providers, or at least the providers that has SMB in their name. Okay, and if you notice, just before the providers are the GUIDs that represent those providers. So you can use GUIDs, you can use provider names. Of course, I will recommend use provider names, because for GUIDs you have to enclose them in braces. That's one extra thing you need to remember, and of course, you can remember the names. There are tons of other providers, by the way. Any other questions?
So, does this tool have capability to dump a text file?
Okay, so the question is, does this tool has capability to dump the data in text format? This really depends on, to be honest, I did not experiment with it, but there are some providers that provide you data in text format. You need to know what providers those are. SMB providers do not. One more thing I forgot to mention, sorry, I'm running out of time, but quickly, when you look at the trace, and let me actually show you that, it's very important because it will help you out a lot. So if you notice that in the module, it says Windows SMB client, Microsoft Windows SMB client. It not only shows you the decrypted traffic, it will also show you some very important message as to what's happening with your SMB client or SMB server. So for example, here it is saying that in the summary, the client reestablishes session to the server. This is an event. It's an event tracing, so there are a lot of other events that are spewed out in addition to the messages. And this will help you sometimes to see at what point what's going on. When you enable the SMB client or SMB server? Say that again, I'm sorry. Yes, it is coming from the redirector in case of client, if you're running the collecting on the client, and if you're running on the server, then it is coming from the SMB server. The question was, are these logs coming from the SMB client, SMB server? So yes, that's where they are coming from. We just use the same mechanism to generate the unencrypted data and also generate these logs. But of course, these are in the text format, and as I mentioned, they need to be decoded. Does that answer your question? Okay.
In the UI, we see SMB client full and SMB client packet header only.
Yes.
But for the NetSH, what does that mean? We only see one SMB client.
Oh, okay. That is actually up to the message analyzer. The logs are generated full, but message analyzer, for the sake of speed, just does not save the payload part. It just only saves the header parts. But as far as doing the NetSH, it will be the full payload. Okay. Any other question? All right. Thank you very much.